Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the both of them every week. This week's show is a return to form, a bit of everything that you normally hear, some quote-unquote new music. When I say new music, I'm referring to music that none of it's new on this show, but maybe that we've not played here before, as well as a salute to the unofficial end of summer. Why don't we kick things off with a sweet up-tempo block, starting with Gene Krupa, Up and At 'em, only here on New York Standard.
Necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah, he lived in a whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Do you know little Moses was found in a stream? He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all you children the devil's a villain, but 'tain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fall. Me, I take the gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man what's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't necessarily so. I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't necessarily so. We'll be right back.
Man, you kind of wish that just went on forever, don't you? It sounds like it could have. Obviously, they faded it out, so it could have gone on at least another minute or two or more. That was Boogie Stop Shuffle, Quincy Jones, from the Big Band Bossa Nova record. And before that, Soul Bossa Nova from the same Quincy Jones album. And we had It Ain't Necessarily So from the Bethlehem Records version of Porgy and Bess, which I play occasionally. I should really open it up and play scenes or segments from that. I love that recording. It's a really special thing to own. And we started off the show with Up and Atom by Gene Krupa from the compilation Drummin' Man. A lot of fun there. Up next, we have a block of Duke Ellington and. We're going to start off with Coleman Hawkins. In the middle, we've got Mr. Hodges, Johnny Hodges. And then we've got John Coltrane. And we close the Duke Ellington set, if you will, with something from the Ellington at Newport CD, Tulip or Turnip. Only here on New York Standard.
Thank you. Champagne, just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, what am I to you? Do I get the rules right? Will I be the hero? Am I in blue skies? Or is my seat in zero? I'm too eternal to be more glorified. Thankful, oh, I hold you. Tell me, tell me, tell me, G-Fan. What am I to you? We'll find out.
Left all that extra crowd sound there at the end, the applause and the, what eventually turned into booing, for a very specific reason. The reason being, so that was a performance of a song called Tulip or Turnip. It came about, looks like, I'm looking at the track listing now. It came three songs after Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. From the Live at Newport, Ellington, 1956 recording. And I left that up specifically because if you look at the track listing, it goes, Duke introduces the tune and Paul Gonzalez, and then Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue, and then Announcements and Pandemonium, and then technically they put in a pause track, but not really. Duke introduces Johnny Hodges, who we also heard in that set. And then they play I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, Jeep's Blues. Duke calms down the crowd, introduces Nance and Tune, and then plays Tulip or Turnip. And then they've got a track in there called Riot Prevention. It and you can hear Father O'Connor coming out to say, hey, listen, this is it. The show is over. And then if you look at the, again, if you look at the track listing, it goes on for another 6-8 songs beyond. It goes to Skin Deep, Mood Indigo. And then they, actually, I take that back. They also included pieces of the studio, quote-unquote studio recording. Anyway, I included that crowd sound because that concert was, I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be in this day and age, you know. I mean, and this was 56. It's not that long ago. And, you know, I mean, it is 60 years ago, but, you know, in the framing of rock and roll lead, or, you know, jazz leading to rock and roll, not that far, you know, fetched from, I mean, Woodstock was only 13 years later, man, you know? I'd like to think that Woodstock might have started that night with the crazy crowd. Anyway, and the riot prevention track lasts for a minute seven. It took them a minute seven to calm everybody so that they could play Skin Deep thereafter. Crazy. Crazy. Anyway, I included that in there for that express purpose. I wanted to share that with you. It's a neat little segment of history and worth listening to. Before that, we heard, before Tulip and or Turnip, we heard from Duke Ellington, Take the Coal Train with Ellington and Coltrane. Just Squeeze Me, But Don't Tease Me, Ellington and Johnny Hodges, as I mentioned a minute ago. And we started off the little Ellington set with Ellington and Hawkins, Coleman Hawkins, keeping with what had turned into a little bit of a jazz, a Latin flair, limbo jazz. Well, moving on. What else to move on with than a song called I'm Moving On by Jimmy Smith. This is a little set of Hammond B3 organists, probably the greatest in Jimmy Smith, and then Grant Green on guitar, who almost always has an organ behind him. This is Jimmy Smith, I'm Moving on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I made a liar out of myself. That Grant Green tune, as great as it is, does not have a Hammond B3 behind it. Grant Green is notorious for doing that, and of course, in that instance, did not. So, color me wrong. There was a nice little bit of piano. It was Sonny Clark back there. And we heard, that was the song Oleo from the Complete Quartets with Sonny Clark. And before that, we started off the little set there of kind of cool jazz, up-tempo cool jazz with Jimmy Smith. Song I'm Moving On from the record, I'm Moving On. And we are moving on. As has been discussed here, I am a big Johnny Hartman fan. And I discovered a live concert that was recorded. It's available for download on the iTunes. It's probably up on Spotify as well, or maybe Pandora or some of the other services, I presume. This is a live concert that was recorded in Boston back in, I'm estimating that it was recorded in the late 70s, early 80s. I don't know. It's my best guess. And it was recorded in a kind of a special place for me, somewhere I've stayed over the years, a hotel, a place, the Oak Bar. There's the Oak Room in at the Plaza Hotel here in New York, and the Oak Bar at the Copley Plaza in Boston. And that's what that was. That's where this was recorded. So this is on a clear day, in salute to the amazing weather we've had here in the Northeast, at least, most of this entire summer. It has been so bloody gorgeous. I don't remember a nicer summer of my life in the 42 years that I've been on this planet. The nicest summer I can remember that's close to this was 1992. That's a long time. It's literally a little more than half my life ago. So on a clear day, much of what this was this summer, you can see forever and ever and evermore. Here's Johnny Hartman to tell us all about it on New York Standard.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, nothing will astound you, and the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain sea and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and evermore. Exactly who you are. Man, on a clear day, nothing will astound you, and the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain seen sure. You can hear from far and near a world you never, never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and evermore. You can see forever and ever. You can see forever and ever and ever more. Ah, thank you, Reggie Moore, for that little solo in there.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. You know, Woody, that's cool philosophy. You've got to live it and love it, because when you leave it, you're a long time gone.
You're so right. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Well, B, that's the way I feel about this whole thing.
Woody, I'll go along with that all the way, because there's one thing for sure. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned.
So how can you lose what you never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it.
Mr. B, Billy Eckstein, Life is Just Like a Bowl of Cherries. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman on A Clear Day from that concert in Boston. Just so much fun to bring you that beautiful music. All of this music is so wonderful. There's no two ways about that. Anyway, moving on. The Swampland is Calling Me. Willie the Lion Smith. This is from a compilation called The Lion Roars. 1934 to 1944 on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you. high to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy, paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra, the essential Glenn Miller, Stairway to the Stars. Before that, we heard Feeling Good from Fletcher Henderson from the Fletcher Henderson Story. And before that, we heard Sidney Bechet, Shag. That is from the Victor Sessions Master Takes 32 to 43. And before that, we heard Willie the Lion Smith, The Swampland is Calling Me from The Lion Roars 34 to 44. Well, we are now heading into a kind of a unique set. This is all, the next three guys are great pianists. We're going to start with Errol Garner from his Concert by the Sea record. And we're going to go into Art Tatum and then into Bud Powell. We're first going to hear Mambo Carmel. Concert by the Sea was recorded out in Carmel, Monterey area, that neck of the woods, and a fitting song for the place in which it was recorded. Mambo Carmel from the one, the only Errol Garner, Concert by the Sea, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
Bud Powell with Ornithology from The Amazing Bud Powell, Volume 1. Before that, we heard After You've Gone, Art Tatum from his another compilation, I Got Rhythm, Volume 3. And we heard Mambo Carmel before that with by Errol Garner from the Concert by the Sea record. So it's fitting that I played Ornithology to end that last set, because I'm going to jump right from a song by Charlie Parker to another song. I'm sorry, one song written by Charlie Parker, performed by somebody else, to a song written by Charlie Parker, performed by Charlie Parker. This is from the legendary Dial Masters, Diggin' Diz, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
I love that that album. Man, do I love that record. It's Clifford Brown and Max Roach at Basin Street, live at Basin Street. The scene is clean. And to me, Clifford Brown and Max Roach are a nice sort of bop duo there. And to me, the king of bop, Charlie Parker, kicked off that that set right there. So we're going to go into a legitimate block of Ella and Lewis. But these are, what is it, looks like six songs from the Decca era that Ella and Lewis did together. They're all swinging numbers. They're all really, really great songs, but they're not part of that Verve collection that everyone knows and loves. These are just sort of one-offs, and I'm presuming that they were sides that were produced and not as part of a full record. Ella would have been on Decca in the 40s, so they weren't doing long-playing records yet, not until the late 40s. So this is going to be a little bit of a blast, the next six songs. It's Ella and Lewis, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, You Won't Be Satisfied Until You Break My Heart, The Frim Fram Sauce, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Can Anyone Explain, Would You Like to Take a Walk, Who Walks In When I Walk Out. Can you beat that on a Friday night, on a Saturday morning, on a weekend? If you can, tell me how. Ella and Lewis, New York Standard.
Satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My heart is sagging. The way you toss my heart around's a crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
No, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. Tried to shower you with love and kisses, baby. All I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging. The way you toss my heart around is a crying shame. I bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Babe, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart. Tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the Oz and Fay, with your fava on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim frap sauce with the Oz and Fay with she five on the side. Now a fella's really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread.
You heard what I said.
Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim frim sauce with the Osmond Fay with your fa-fa on the side.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. Believe me, I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the Osmond Fay with your fa-fa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim frim sauce with the awesome fare with your fa-fa on the side. Now a fella's really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, waiter, please serve my five. I want the frim frap sauce with the awesome fare with your fa-fa on the side. Above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Sweet dreams,
dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise. Promise to me. Explain the thrill of a kiss. No, no, no. But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, you'll know, yes, you'll know. Can anyone explain the glow of romance? No, no, no. But when you hear the phrase, "It's you I adore," you'll know, yes, you'll know. And you will find to give love a start. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know, yes, we know.
Say, Pops. Oh, Pops, put that horn down and listen. I want to ask you a question.
What's bugging you, baby?
Well, have you ever been in love?
How you sound. I've been in love 4 times. But tell me,
can anyone explain the thrill of a kiss? No, no, no.
Bobby.
But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, then you'll know, yes, you'll know.
Avuvip.
Oh, can anyone explain the glow of romance? No, no, no. But when you hear the phrase, "It's you I adore,"
then you'll know, yes, you'll know, honey.
And you will find to give love a start. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no.
Tell me more, baby.
But now that you and I are sharing this side, we know you can't miss it.
Yes.
Horn, don't you ever get tired?
Well, deep down in my heart, baby, I don't. But what's on your cute little mind there?
Would you like to take a walk?
Why not, babes?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Oh, not in California.
How about a sarsaparilla?
Straight, bitch.
Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good will come from that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the lady's song?
Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty strain. Do you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good will come from that.
When you're strolling through the Wes's, you need a Who's's to lean upon.
But when you have no Who's's to hug and what's his, gosh darn.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Ain't you sick of television?
I'd much rather go fishing.
Something good will come from that.
Better take a walk.
Can you play another song?
This record's getting long, so cut out the talk. Honey, we better take a walk.
And something good will come from there.
In when I walk out, and who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who? Got me jealous of you.
Who walks in when I walk out? Now don't you know you're my baby? Who's the who? Got me worrying too.
Now when we kiss, I kinda miss something that used to be.
Every day while I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me.
Oh, who walks in when I walk out? And who give you that hi, baby? Who's who got me jealous of you? Get that feeling you're fooling me.
Who walks in when I walk out? And who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who? Got me jealous of you. Got me jealous of you.
Who? Ella and Lewis. Who walks in when I walk out? Would you like to take a walk? I wonder if they put those together for that, very, like a flip side. It's a great A side, B side story. Can anyone explain Dream a Little Dream of Me, the Frim Fram Sauce, You Won't Be Satisfied Until You Break My Heart? I like that song. That's a new one to me, so I like bringing that to you. Well, upcoming, here we are at yeah, you could call this the ballad segment of the show, if you will. I don't do the ballad segment usually this time of year, but since we're getting ready to fade from summer into fall and winter, I thought it made sense to bring a little fall and winter to the show. So, tenderly, Sarah Vaughan, Sassy Swings the Tivoli on New York Standard.
The evening breeze caress the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze. 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 Thank you. Tenderly. Then you and I came wandering bored and lost in a song. Breathlessly, your arms open wide and close me inside.
Forget you are my darling. Don't forget to be all you mean to me. Non dimenticare, my love is like a star, my darling. Shining bright and clear, just because you're here. Please do not forget that our lips have met and I've held you tight, dear. Was it dreams ago my heart felt this glow? Are only just tonight, dear. Non dimenticare, although you travel far, my darling. It's my heart you own, so I'll wait alone. Non dimenticare. Se ci separo, se ci allontano, la la del destino,
non ne ho colpano e mi sentirò sempre a te vicino. Non dimenticare, although you travel far, my darling, it's my heart you own, so I'll wait alone. Non dimenticare.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life, learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures. And so I happily concede that this is all I ask. This is all I need. Beautiful girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunsets, stay a little longer with the lonely sea. Children everywhere, when you shoot at bad men, shoot at me. Take me to that strange enchanted land. Grown-ups seldom understand. Wandering rainbows leave a bit of color for my heart to own. Stars in the sky make my wish come true before the night has flown, and let the music play as long as there's a song to sing. And I will stay younger than spring. Thank you.
17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Nice little ballad set there, starting off with Sarah Vaughan live at from the Sassy Swings to Tivoli record, live in Copenhagen, 1963, Tenderly. And then we heard Nat singing Non Dimenticare. I guess I could have put that in with that little Latin flair segment, but I wanted to include it in the ballad section. And then Tony Bennett, the one and only. You know, it's funny, I say this every once in a while, but all of these performers are the one and only that they are. There's no one, I mean, there are a few that are a little generic, you know, but I mean, Grant Green is, in my eyes, the one of the greatest jazz guitarists that ever lived. I'm looking at my playlist to see who else, you know. I mean, Bud Powell was one of the best bop pianists, sort of late period bop pianists that was working. Everybody on here. Ironically, I'm closing the show with a couple of people who may not be as standard as the rest. But anyway, I digress. So the one and only Tony Bennett. This is All I Ask. Before that, or I'm sorry, after that, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, the Dorsey Brothers. And we closed out that set with Frank Sinatra. It was a very good year. It's one of my favorite, still is one of my favorite, Sinatra ballads. I personally prefer the ballads that he does. The Swingin' Numbers are, I don't know, I really, and it's funny, I lamented, Frank on air last week, and maybe I should just give it up and play him when I want to and not play him when I don't want to, but it's a bit of a maybe a thorn, if you will, with me. Long story. Anyway, that was a very good year. The other reason I chose to play that is that the FXX channel, and I'm assuming that at some point, Fox, they will probably stop at the FXXX channel because, they don't want to get too big. XXX, you know, L, X, large, anyway. The FXX channel is doing 12 days of Simpsons. They should call it that. They should do that at Christmas time. In the 12 days of Simpsons. Anyway, they are doing 12 days of Simpsons from the beginning of the show until the end of last season. And one of my favorites, one of my favorite musical performances that they are famous for doing is doing a send-up of It Was a Very Good Year with It Was a Very Good Beer when Homer is forced to give up beer. And it's a funny segment if you can find it. It's worth digging up. Anyway, it was top of mind. So when I saw that in my amongst my albums and such, I decided to play it for you. We are moving on from the ballad segment to someone who I actually really love as a ballad singer, but this is a bit of an up-tempo number, Bye Bye Blackbird. This is Helen Merrill on New York Standard.
Tonight, Blackbird, bye. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen, they might never be mean, they might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me the thrill. With all your faults, dear, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
Blue sky.
of blue.
Had a soft spot for that song, and I guess I, in thinking about it, I could have partnered that with On a Clear Day, but I love that song, and I really like that version. It's not my favorite version. My favorite version, A, is the original, and B is the Hot House Flowers version, and has been for years, 20, I want to say I heard the Hot House Flowers version of that song in 1990. And I don't think it was on the record that they were out promoting, but I heard them play it live on SNL, of all places. And that's actually when I sort of fell in love with that band. I had not heard of them, or if I had, I didn't get the band, the name, and whatever. So it sometimes my mind, I think all of our minds probably work this way, you discount a band. I've just sort of re-fallen in love with Dinosaur Jr. on the rock side, just because I was in a store about a year and a half or so ago, and I picked up their, what is still their most recent record, and I said to the guy behind the counter who was playing the album, and I said, wow, who is this? And he said, believe it or not, it's Dinosaur Jr. And, you know, I always liked them. I always respected them. They were pretty pivotal band, you know, in the scheme of things. But they, I didn't own a whole lot of stuff, but that last record that they put out together, Jay also just did a solo record, and I think Lou even did a solo project since. But that album, there's something, it's kind of magical in a funny way. I've gotten off the subject here a little bit, but anyway, that was I Can See Clearly Now by Holly Cole and the Holly Cole Trio. And as I mentioned earlier, when I say I'm playing new music, quote-unquote, it's going to be one of two things. Either music that is brand new to me and therefore brand new to the show, and it may not necessarily be new recordings. It could be, you know, something from a box set that I don't own, or something from a performer that I'm unaware of that, you know, put something out in the 30s or 40s and, you know, I'll play it or whatever. Or new music could be more recent stuff that still sort of pays homage to the songbook. And I don't play a whole lot of that stuff because I like this show to be dedicated primarily, and I know I've gone off the reservation this summer a good bit, just to kind of spice things up a little bit with my show sort of dedicated to the pioneers, and then I did a July 4th show that was kind of cool. And but to me, new music in this segment is either stuff that's brand new or even, you know, so it's either stuff that's brand new, it's stuff that is being recorded in a modern, you know, some, you know, you could say in the last 20, 25, maybe even 30 years. Something happened to jazz in the late 70s. I mean, I know what happened. It was fusion. Lousy, rotten fusion happened to jazz. And as a result, and the modernization of recording techniques made records sound different than they did in the 50s and 60s, and certainly the 40s and 30s and 20s, for that matter. And then I guess the third thing that I would say new music would be music that maybe I don't play a whole lot of, or like a quote-unquote deep cut from a particular artist that, you know, and I found myself sort of getting into certain grooves. Last year I was playing Ad Nauseam, I mean, listen, it's a great bloody song. The song from Duke Ellington, the Money Jungle album, that to me is, and you're going to hear that next week or the week after, because it's a very autumnal New York song. But to me, someone like Holly Cole or Ann Hampton Calloway, who was the previous artist with It Had to Be You from her Easy Living record, those two artists are new, quote-unquote new. And I've played both of them sporadically here and there, so that falls under the new heading. Helen Merrill, however, falls under the sort of standard setting, the traditional setting, if you will. That was her take of Bye Bye Blackbird, Helen Merrill, from the self-titled record. Well, we have come to the end of the show and come to the end of the unofficial end of the summer. I can't think of a better way to close the show and the unofficial end of summer than with John Coltrane's version of Summertime from his My Favorite Things record. I haven't played this in a very long time on this show, so enjoy it. This is my sign-off as well. Thanks so much for listening, as you do every week, and I appreciate you tuning in, such as it is. This is Summertime, John Coltrane, My Favorite Things. My name is Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.